Hey, what's going on? This is Barry from the band Shinedown, and you are listening to today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
Hey everybody, it's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio, and I am on the phone with the head Ned of Oakley Doakley.
Howdy doodly, how's it going?
Good, good. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
So you guys, you're saying you got a show tonight in Pittsburgh, huh?
Yep, we're on the road to Pittsburgh tonight. We're on the American Cheese Tour, kicking out the steam jams every night. Max Sabbath is headlining, and we've also touring with a band called Playboy Man Baby that we've toured with a couple times before. But yeah, it's been fun, good shows, and we've kicked out a lot of steam jams.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys in Cleveland tomorrow night. So what's it been like touring with the Max Sabbath?
It's been great. I mean, they're some of our favorites. I would say they're some of our favorite neighborinos. The match is really good. A lot of our fans, both fans of us and Max Sabbath, are obviously into things of the goofy variety that also fall into the category of rock and or roll. So it's been a really good tour. A lot of cool fans, a lot of cool cities. And yeah, overall, it's been great.
Yeah, it looks like a perfect match. So definitely looking forward to it. Any good stories from the tour so far that you could share?
Oh man, definitely some interesting ones. We did, we're about three shows into the tour, and our touring vehicle, which we had named Ned Vanders, blew a flange mission and actually broke down. And so we were stuck in Albuquerque for a couple days, and then ended up, being stuck in St. Louis a couple days after that. And we ended up having to scramble to find a new van. We got one. The van turned out to be silver, so we called it Hi Diddly Ho Silver. And managed to get back in the road. We had to cancel, I think, three shows total. But that was just kind of wild on the road, trying to figure out what to do with Ned Vanders and then get a new van and get the shows on time and everything. That was our first time kind of doing that, but that was a scramble, but we got past it, and it's been fun. We've been playing, we played in Texas and Florida for a while, and humidity plus performing in sweaters had made some really, really sweaty shows, but despite how warm it got in some of the venues, people were still having a good time, still moshing around in the pit and everything, and it was cool to see that much, people having that much fun and kind of smiling through all the sweatiness.
Yeah, I bet, man, with those sweaters on and everything. It makes me wonder, when you guys are dealing with humidity and, you know, the different climates and stuff like that, is there a recommended product that you guys use to keep your mustaches on point?
there's a beard balm that I usually use. I usually do a little bit of that in there. I can't quite recall the brand name on it, it's like an Amish beard balm that it keeps it nice and shiny and whatnot. At least until you sweat it all out, like two songs in.
Yeah, most anything that the Amish do are pretty good quality, so you can always count on that
for sure.
So, tell me about the success of Howdily Doodly. Were you expecting it to blow up like it has so far?
Everything that was done in this band has been very, very unexpected. We started it imagining we would play like one or two small shows and bars to, you know, six or seven very confused fans. And just the attention we got initially, and then all the stuff that came out of Haddley Doodley was far, far beyond anything that us Neds could have expected or asked for. So yeah, it's been really great to be able to tour and travel and have our shows turn into these like mini Simpsons conventions all across the country.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, just shows the power of that. I mean, it's what one of the longest running shows ever, you know, so the fan base, and I can see you guys definitely playing maybe some cons or something like that.
I never knew it had such an international reach as well. We've got some shows later this year. We're going to be in Europe and in the UK and Australia and New Zealand, and people over there are all excited about it. And I never really even considered how internationally the Simpsons had reached. So that was very cool to find out.
Oh yeah, I bet. So it was like White Wine Spritzer. Was that the meant to be your hit when you were originally recording it, or was there another track on the album that you favored?
We didn't really have much of a hit in mind when we were setting it up. That one kind of turned out to be the one that kind of struck. The song, you know, Nothing at All, and Vegetables and stuff, some of the stuff that was kind of more built off of more famous, you know, Ned quotes, I thought might have gotten a little more traction.
Yeah.
A song that we really liked, a song that a lot of people responded well to, and that's why we decided to go with the music video on that one. So yeah, definitely. It wasn't an intent from the beginning, but as we developed the song, that one kind of came out as the leader of the pack for the Nedliest.
Yeah, and that video is pretty off the hook, man. I definitely highly recommend to anybody that hasn't checked it out yet, get on YouTube and look at it. I mean, were any Neds harmed in the making of this video?
Oddly enough, yes. Unfortunately, I can't say that everyone walked away okay. Original guitarist Stead Ned, as he was smashing the painting in the video, you can see him smashing it on the couch. One of the glass shards actually dug into his thumb a little bit. We had to break out the first aid kit, get it all kind of wrapped up and whatnot. But, you know, other than that, and the guy that, you know, in the video that we killed and buried in a shallow grave in the desert, no, everyone walked away fine.
Nice. So have you, you know, with the feedback you were talking about with the Simpsons fans, have you guys heard, I mean, you follow the Simpsons, you see some of the theorists out there claiming the inside Illuminati ties for predicting like 9/11 and even President Trump and stuff like that. So has Matt, the creator of The Simpsons, has he brought you guys into the Illuminati yet to share any of that secret knowledge of upcoming world events?
Yeah, we got the call last week and he brought us in, and we're in for a doozy of a year, I can tell you that, but I'm sworn to secrecy with the whole, you know, Illuminati thing, so us Illuminatis can't share too much on it, but be a doozy of a year, and I'll tell you, we've got a lot of stock invested in some very, very strange things.
Nice. So, wow, I didn't even think about that. So the Illuminati inside of the Illuminati, I'm trying to figure out where on the pyramid you guys would go.
Yeah, there's a whole Nedception to it.
You guys get working your way up then.
Yeah.
Great. So, would you say Ned Flanders, I know this is going to be, you know, totally going to be a polarizing question right here, but I'm going to ask it while we're on a similar subject. Is Ned Flanders a Democrat or a Republican?
Oh, my. So, citing the show, definitely, I believe Ned Flanders is, I'd say, Republican. He does indicate in the show that he is a Republican, and even in some of the later seasons, they've been indicating some of the things that Nettie is in fact ready.
Nice. You guys definitely did your homework, did your research. You know your stuff, and it sounds like you really brought it into your music and your characters and stuff. What can you tell us more about your like musical background, like maybe before Oakley?
Before Oakley Doakley, I was in a number of different bands and projects and stuff. None of them metal. Oakley Doakley was kind of our foray into heavier, kind of the more Brutalino songs. But I played in a band that constantly got compared to Weezer, if that gives you any insight. And I played in some folk bands. And
now you're wearing a sweater, too. So it's ironic.
Yeah. Yeah, we went from sweater songs to songs in sweaters. So it worked out.
Great. So when would you say you got, like, your start and interest in music? Like, what did it for you? What age?
Oh, geez. Probably I was one of the kids in school who, like, never – I was just in sports all the time and never had any interest in music. I opted for the art classes and stuff like that. I think it was around the age of 17 where I started playing guitar. I kind of got – I don't know. I picked up just an interest. I think listening to like a lot of Nirvana at the age of 17. Not that you know, an angsty teenager has ever listened to any Nirvana before.
Yeah, I think you're
but,
rare.
Yeah, that kind of kicked. Yeah. Oh yeah. One in a billion.
I think Kurt Cobain likes sweaters kinda, too, though. So you know.
There's a theme here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely a theme that goes with sweaters. But yeah, so that kind of kicked it off, and I started playing guitar from there, and just kind of couldn't stop picking up different instruments. I started playing bass a couple months later, started playing drums a couple months later, got a mandolin and whatnot. And funny enough, doing the death growls and death metal screaming, I kind of treated like just another instrument that I wanted to learn. And that was kind of one of the founding points of Oakley Doakley. I was like, well, I'm learning this. You know, death screaming, let's start this band. It'll be goofy and it'll be a chance for me to maybe scream at some people on a stage. And, yeah, 4 years later, I didn't think I'd be doing it as a career.
Great. Any good, what kind of like teas or whatever would Ned recommend to keep his, throat, ready for such screaming?
Oh man. Peppermint tea is a good one. A little London Fog is something that I always go to, which isn't that great for vocals, but it is delicious. So a little Earl Grey and cream in there is good. Peppermint teas, a little Echinacea tea, and just a lot of good vocal warm-ups. Really any nice hot tea that's not super caffeinated is good. It keeps the screams from turning into squeaks and painful groans.
Great. So, speaking of, you know, taking care of your voice and stuff like that, now I'm going to shift a little bit, like for like daily habits. These are some of the questions that I ask just about every, band or person that we interview on the show. What are some daily habits that you have, like both on and off the road, that help you to have your best day possible?
Oh man. On the road is what I kind of know now, cause that's what we're doing. One thing that I do is always just buy like a gallon jug of water. And just through almost a weird, like mental osmosis, having that much water around, you end up just drinking it. You're not trying to conserve it. And especially when we were touring in the South and every show was, very humid, just hydrating and then hydrating some more. So doing that, making sure that, you know, there's so many unhealthy options. There's, you know, every different kind of Krusty burger around, and trying to avoid that takes a little bit of, self-control. But avoiding those and going with something, you know, healthier options from each Quickie Mart. They're there. They're harder to find, but
yeah, you really got to dig.
Snagging those is always good. You really got to dig. Yeah, you got to avoid avoid the 9-month-old hot dogs and do yourself a favor and go with the 9-week-old hot dogs. And and then off the road, I usually practice. I'll try and get in like small practice sessions with death metal screams. If you don't do it for a while, you kind of lose a little bit of grit and strength to be able to do that. So I'll try and practice and do some screams and scream along to music. I'll usually pick some Beatles to scream along to and just do the, death growl version of the Beatles.
That's great.
And yeah, just kind of taking care of yourself. And that shows in the performances.
I see a future album Ned Flanders singing in the shower, where you're growling all these like Beatles and other covers. That could be something right there. I don't know, just throwing it out there. But don't forget me when it goes out. All right.
Yeah, will do.
Another question for you: top three musical artists in your opinion.
Oh, geez, top three musical artists. I think when it comes to, I'll kind of keep it to what kind of inspires Oakley Doakley a lot, but I'll go with Death Clock. Death Clock was a big inspiration behind it, because that kind of veers into that, mixture of, metal, comedy, and cartoons. I'll go kind of an oddball, off-the-wall one. There's a band from Japan called Maximum the Hormone, which shifts from its super, super heavy death metal into clean, sparkly J-pop, all within the same song. And we try and do that a lot.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
They're a very, very interesting, very talented group, and very energizing. And the last one, also kind of a strange one, but maybe a little bit normal than number two, is the Aquabats. Not super heavy, but very, very, very goofy and very fun. The first mosh pit I was ever in, and one of the friendliest mosh pits I've ever been in. And that always inspires our live show and our mentality, is that, if you're going to lend a little kinetic energy to your neighborinos, that you lift them back up, and everybody make sure we have a good time while we have a Brutalino time.
Nice. That is awesome. All right, my last question for you. Favorite toy as a child and why?
Favorite toy as a child. Ooh, man, that one's... Let's see, I got to think back on that one. I mean, one of the only ones that's popping up is... I had an old, one of the Evel Knievel... toys. It was you'd wind it up, and then you could launch Evel Knievel on his little motorcycle, launch him over, whatever 2 feet of whatnot that you could do there.
It was you set him in that thing and you wind the handle on the side, and then I remember that.
Yeah. I think maybe that's, that daredevilish toy just made me decide that do the crazy thing, something as crazy as wearing a sweater at a show in Florida.
Awesome. So anybody that is new to Oakley Doakley and they want to know more about you, where can they find your music, and where would you send them if they want to, pick up your music or CD or something?
Yeah, you can find info on us at oakleydoakley.com. It's spelled O-K-I-L-L-Y and then D-O-K-I-L-L-Y. Just remember to put the word kill in there twice and you spelled it right. We're on iTunes, on Spotify, on Amazon Music, on YouTube, generally kind of all over the internet. We got Facebook, we got a mailing list and all that fun stuff. So if you're looking for diddlies and doodlies from us, oakleydoakley.com is a good place to start, but we're all over.
Awesome. Well, one last favor I need to ask you. Could you do a promo ID for our show?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and just introduce yourself, who you're with, and you're listening to Today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
So is that, to make sure I got it right, today's boondoggle?
Yes.
Today's boondoggle on Cleveland Radio?
On Domain Cleveland Radio.
On Domain, okay. Today's boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. Okay, yeah, let me know whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
Haddly diddly, this is HeadNet, and you are listening to today's boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.